John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tonight, well, she'll be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10. As always, you can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Joining us for the very first time, Beth Stelling is here. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. I'm wearing men's cologne. We opened up my coat and it was just...
And not by choice.
No.
The shirt is by choice.
No, the shirt was by choice. It was given to me by a fan last night named Jason. Thank you, Jason. Now we see what you were doing. He sprayed it in his scent to try to lure me.
Uh-huh. Is it a scent that would attract you?
No, I've got a headache.
It smells like high school in here.
Yeah, it does.
Poor Jason.
Yeah.
No, Jason. You can't say that.
We didn't know where you were going.
I thought you were going to say humping.
We gave you the opportunity.
It's kind of like my punchlines. You know, you have to find them.
Yeah. Speaking of finding things, is that your meat coat?
I've shed the skin meat coat that I like to build up in the winter.
Uh-huh.
And this is my real actual coat that I need now because, wow, I'm so thin these days.
When we were talking before we went on the air, and I found out that you're writing on Crashing, is that what
you're
talking
about? I wrote on seasons one and two of Crashing, a show about comedians, starring Pete Holmes. And then after that, I moved on and I've done things since. But yeah, everybody always likes to talk about Crashing. I think it's because it's about stand-up, and it was my first writing job.
No, actually what I wanted to ask you was, all right, so you're a stand-up comedian, you write on shows. What was your plan? What did you want to do when you were in school and stuff like that? And what were like your earliest jobs?
Well, I guess like when I had so many jobs, you know, I worked in the bagel industry for years.
The bagel industry.
Right. Just serving bagels straight to my face.
Helping the meat coat.
Right. I was in it mostly for the sexual harassment. it worked. I started dating my boss. And then from there, I did do a good amount of babysitting.
Uh-huh.
I just like, you know, I feel like. Feels good to be wanted. I don't know. I'd pay somebody to, like, I'd love to have a babysitter myself. Like, who wouldn't want a giant to rock them to sleep? You know? But it's not always in the budge. Kids will, like, really ground you, you know, because they can go from saying, like, it's like they're your boss in a way. I mean, whatever. You're in charge if you're the babysitter, but they can be like, your eyelashes are beautiful. And then they'll be like, your teeth are like corn. You're like, okay, is it because they're big or because they're yellow? I have some follow-up questions. One time she was like, your armpits are dirty. I was like, they're not dirty, they're hairy. And I'm going to teach you about giving up very soon. Let me lead you. I'm shaping the youth and shaping bagels and shaping my bod.
Okay, a lot of shaping going on. Now, I've got to ask you, all right, your dad's an actor?
Oh, yeah. I come from a long line of
Silver Spoon.
Entertainment royalty. Uh-huh. He's in Orlando. He moved down to Orlando to be an actor, which is not where you go.
It's yours for Disney.
No.
Which
he avoided all the industry giants. Disney, Universal. He started his own business. So I'm sure you guys have them here. It's called Stars on Call.
Okay.
But he calls them live roadside commercials or character directionals.
Okay.
Like, don't you guys have people in front of like a Subway sandwich? It's usually like a young boy with a sign, earbuds, like.
Yeah, doing flips and tricks and stuff.
Right.
Or they're not into it at all. Sometimes they flip the sign. Either way, my dad blows those guys out of the water.
Uh-huh.
He's like high kicking. He's pelvic thrusting, which is not great for me. He's raising the roof. He does like a leprechaun in front of this Irish pub called the Carryman.
All right. How tall is he?
I'm taller than him.
Okay.
He's always looking up at me like, oh, wow, you know, you must be like 5'10", because that's what I am. I'm like, I'm looking down at you, Dad. I'm 5'9", and you're much shorter than me. He's shrinking, and he has low T.
But it seems like you're looking down on him for more reasons than
I. No, I'm a proud daughter of a sign spinner. He also does like a fairly offensive portrayal of a Mexican in front of this place called Tijuana Flats. Uh-huh. But he has been doing it for 28 years, so at this point, it is on them. If you call my dad's number, he will answer, and he'll say like, Stars on Call, this is Bert. Yeah, you want Chef Big Butt from 3 to 5? No problem, I'll send a man out. Always him. Nobody else works for that company. He's a genius. Yeah, so I grew up, you know, just playing in costumes and, you know, supporting my dad, bringing him water. He would pay us like $20 an hour just to sit in the car and bring him water.
In Orlando?
Yeah, and that's how I that's how I really cut my teeth in comedy.
How did he come up with Chef Big Butt Bob?
What? Where does he get hired?
I don't know. Okay, so...
Italian restaurants.
Yeah, restaurants. He does like an excellent tint. One time, I was doing a show, and I was like, has anybody seen my dad? And one dude was like, is your dad the fireman in front of Firehouse Subs? And I was like, yep, he's my baker. He just like thinks of different ideas and... does the pitches it to the, whoever this owner is, and they're like, yeah, okay. People are into it, and they pay him like a very good amount of money. He gets like $50 an hour.
Wow.
Just to like stand out there and whatever. He's been on like Far Out on Fox and stuff in Orlando, and people will be like, who is this guy? and then the one woman, I remember the anchor being like, I don't know, seems crazy. You know when you like want to defend your crazy dad? You're like, but he's my crazy dad. But they were saying basically like, I don't know, more people go in when he's out front. So that's why they keep hiring
him. It works. All right. Now, what about yourself? Because, again, this is the first time on your show.
Yes.
Married, dating, single? What's the story? Other than taking men's clothes that have cologne
on
them.
Right. No, I'm open to taking men's clothes.
All right. Wait a second.
I usually...
want these pants?
Yeah, let's... Well, I'll swap clothes, actually. I'd love to see you in this tight John shirt.
In more ways than one, I won't fit in you. I won't get in your
pants. It would be fun, though, to see what this looks like on you.
I don't want to smell it.
No, I don't know what's happened to me. I've been dating comics just because I refuse to be happy. And I've done it for a while. I remember I was dating a comic and we were going to do Sasquatch Music Festival, and like I was he was like writing jokes for himself and I was writing jokes for a show, but because I'm selfless. And I looked down at his computer and he'd written something like a premise for a joke that was like, I'm in a toxic relationship. And I was like, it just felt good to know that I was his muse, you know, as a writer. Now I'm I don't know. Now I've been dating younger. I like dating younger guys because you can use tactics on them in bed that you know work on younger people. You know, for example, you can be like, "Let's see how fast you can do it. I'll time you." You know. It always works. So yeah, I'm a bit of a coug. Bit of a coug these days. I've turned younger. I was dating a guy who, 9 years younger than me. Uh-huh. So that's 12 in Mormon years. Yeah. I was teaching him a lot. Life, love, sober sex. I was raising a wonderful young man. Yeah, he'll make a girl who's currently 19 very happy with the work that I put in.
Beth Stelling is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. It is great to meet you. I hope you come back again.
It was a pleasure.
Because I guess the last time you were in town, maybe we weren't, right?
Yeah, possible.
Yeah, because
maybe you're moving.
Right. Well, no, we just did. We just moved here. We're only in the studio. This is what, our third week?
Yeah, these are new days. We could use a sign spitter out front.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wonder what he would dress like.
Let's get Bert
out front.
On the phone.
Yeah, I guess he can make up a little character for you.
All right, yeah. I wonder if he'd have a mustache.
Yeah, maybe look exactly like you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.